I think it's important to see the following context. We are living longer. Our bodies are being held up by medicine much longer. We do not have solutions for brain diseases that are affecting about 2 billion people on the planet. Now, if we want to solve that, we do have to understand the brain. And that's going to come with ethical issues. That's going to come with challenges. But we cannot have it both ways. We cannot say, let's heal all the brain diseases, but not understand the brain. So we do have to understand the brain, and if we do the simulation, it will develop certain capabilities. It will be like a massive MRI facility in a hospital. It's not about having a facility or some model, toy model that people can play around with. It's like a huge medical facility, and that's really our primary strategy and our primary goal.
So you're never afraid of your creature?
I think that, you know, it is a simulation model. It is a simulation model that is built and controlled and monitored by us and constructed. And you run simulations that may last for 2 seconds. You run simulations that may last for 10 seconds or run simulations that may last for a day. Perhaps in 1,000 or 2,000 years from now, you could run a simulation that would continuously run for a long time and be similar to that scenario. But, I mean, it's far more about running the model, looking at a phenomena, looking at where the vulnerabilities are and looking for diseases rather than running a model that is going to somehow be magically intelligent.